crazy.
Like I said, that was my very first Hawkeye game. I didn't come to a game in high school. So when I got here, I was talking to my mom after the game, and I'm just like, wow, why did I come here? That was the craziest thing I've ever been a part of in my life. Two block field, like, has it even ever been done before? I don't know. But it was a crazy game, and it was a fun experience to be a part of.
Did that give you second thoughts about coming here?
Like I said, I kind of did talk to my mom, like, wow, why did I come here? You know, we had to block two field goals. Because, I didn't really know. I was new on campus. I didn't know, Northern Iowa, I had no idea. But, come to find out, they're a really good team. You know, every year they're competing and doing really good, winning season every year. So, they're a good team. And now, this year, I obviously know that they're a good team and I'm ready to prepare for
them. Yeah, have you seen the Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When did you hear that score? Maybe somebody asked you that already. I don't know. Obviously, you were playing a game at that time, but...
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh, it was right after our game.
After the game.
Yeah, right after our game, I found out about that. We was on our way back. It honestly didn't surprise me. UNI is a good team. I remember watching them even last year when they were in the playoffs and they're playing really well. And they're a good team, and I wasn't surprised one bit.
Is it hard with the younger guys to convince them that FCS doesn't equal gimme?
Like I said, even my freshman year when I came in, I thought it was, just one of them games that you should roll over a team and, one of them 42-0s. But, yeah, I think, getting the young guys prepared and letting them know, like, anything can happen in any game. Like, we had to block two field goals and just to beat them, just to get the W. But, they're here to compete. They see a Big Ten team on their schedule. They're ready to play. That's what makes or breaks their season. So, we know that, and we'll be prepared, ready to play.
How much does that Wisconsin game kind of give them the reminder that the freshmen that, they can play?
Oh, you mean to our freshmen?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they'll definitely watch that tape and realize, I think they've seen, maybe even when they're in high school, they've seen that Wisconsin's a very good team and this team almost, beat them. So I think they'll realize, here soon, definitely this week of practice, that this is a good team and they'll be ready to go against us.
Switching gears just a little bit here, would you rather catch a punt from kicked by Winky or Corn Breath? How about, what's the difference in catching their punts?
Well, I think, Winky's more of the end over end because, he gets down and he tries to place it, inside the 10 or whatnot. But
so you're not going to be catching that anyway, probably.
If it's close to the end zone, I'm not going to catch it. I'm going to let it bounce, see if it goes in the end zone. But if it's, I think Cornbread's more in the, open field, so I get the opportunity, possibly to return it. So,
Is the end over end punt hard to catch?
It's just like a kickoff. No, I think that an end over end is kind of easier to catch, because kickoffs are easier to catch than punts. Mm-hmm. But they're both doing pretty well. And as of right now, I don't know. I mean, Cornbread's kicking the hell out the ball, and so is Winky. So I can't really answer that question.
Yeah.
When your feet are on the 10-yard line, when do you have to make that decision?
You just try to see what the ball's going to come. You just read the tail of the ball and see if it's going to, take you further, to the 5. And if that's the case, you let it go. If it comes up, and it's going to die at the 20, you can try to get up and catch the ball. So, it's kind of a last second thing where you realize, where the ball's going to come. Cause especially with a lot of wind and stuff like that, you never know what's going to happen. So you just got to be prepared and try to, make the best decision you can.
You guys are playing your tails off on defense. What do you, in your mind, what's going on the other side of the ball?
I think they're working hard. They're doing a good job. I'm not worried one bit about our defense or about our offense and what they're gonna do in the rest of the season. They're gonna prepare hard this week. We go get some every day in practice. They beat us sometimes. We beat them. So we're confident they're gonna do good. And like I said, I'm not worried one bit. Mm-hmm.
How impressive have you been by the play of the linebackers, and particularly with your game last Saturday? I think Hitchens had like 19 tackles, Morse obviously made the big
free game. I'm not surprised one bit. Them guys have been working hard. Ever since they've been here, they all played as true freshmen. They're all freaks, in the weight room and running and stuff like that. They can run with all the skills if they wanted to. Every single one of them is impressive, and I'm not surprised one bit with them guys.
How impressive have you been by Anthony's transformation into a linebacker? Because obviously he came in as a running back and then he was in the secondary with you guys, and then.
It's kind of funny because I was his host on his visit, and I remember looking at him like, wow, dude, you're pretty big, man. Like, what position are you gonna play? He's like, they got me a strong safety. So then, I'm like, I was just thinking in the back of my head, like, they're gonna put 30 pounds on you. You don't even know it. Like, you're gonna be huge here soon. And yeah, he's definitely a big guy. He's definitely put on some weight, but it's the best for him because he can move now. He's that linebacker, added some weight, but he can also run from sideline to sideline, and I'm happy for him.
How do they make your job easier?
It makes our job a lot easier, you know, because we got to defend, you know, of course the double moves and the big plays, but all the underneath routes and stuff, you know, they can pick them up, they can run with them, we can drop our guys and they can pick them up. So, I mean, as a secondary, you know, you really thankful for linebackers like that.